Okay, we are going to continue in Derech Hashem, those of you who are coming here in the middle, but hopefully you won't be lost when you come back again. So we are in Chelek Gimel, Perek Beis, and it's Ois Vav. In each parak, there are different oisus every couple of paragraphs. And that's the ois vav. So Chelek Gimel, Perek Beis, ois vav. Just to recap a little bit, for everyone it's been a while, the Ramchal here in Derech Hashem was talking about how a person, although we all live in the world of Teva, and Teva has its gvulim, has its boundaries, you can only see so far, you can only hear so far, you can only go so far, do things in boundaries. However, there are ways to get out of the Teva. There are ways that a person could do things beyond the Teva. For example, the concept of Kvitas HaDerech. That was one of the examples that he gave earlier. And Kvitas HaDerech doesn't just mean you went super fast. Kvitas HaDerech is how a person transcends the inyan of Makom. I'm here, and in a moment I could be somewhere else. I didn't pass through all the places on the way. How is that possible? There's Teva, and in Teva I have to go from one place to the next. To get to C, I have to go through point B. However, there's a way to go around that. There's a way to get around it. And he started explaining one way of doing it, and today we'll see another way. One way of doing it is the Indian of using Shemus of Hashem. Which means to say as follows. That everything in this world, everything in the Teva, everything in the Bria, this is really the end result of something that begins high up in the Olam HaRuchanim. Up in Shamayim, in the Olam HaRuchanim, everything has its Shirish, has its root in Ruchnius. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam, what he does is, through a Shefa of Ruchnius, that starts up there, it comes down, and that's why there's a table here, because up there somewhere is a Shefa giving out and saying there should be a table. If somehow I could figure out how to play around up there in the Olam HaRuchanim, I could change things. This table will change the shape if I'm able to do that. So one way is using, and this we find this concept throughout Chumash, you find Moshe Rabbeinu, use Shemus, use the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way he explained it is that really we don't have any concept of Hashem. We don't know the Metzias of Hashem. All we know about Hashem is how we relate, or He relates to us actually. The things, He's a Rachum, He's a Chanun, He's a Kaddish, He's a Naira. These are the way He relates to us. Each one of those relationships, so to speak, is a way He's giving something to us. So if we would have a way to tap in to that shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way he said it before, he said a lashon of lahazkir, but lahazkir doesn't just mean to mention it. It means a person has to understand what the shame is and how it works. Like it says that by the avayd on Yom Kippur, kishayu shaymim es Hashem yaitze mipi kayin gadol. When they used to hear the name of Hashem, Yoitze mipi kayin gadol. It doesn't say nemar mipi kayin gadol, as he said the shame of Hashem. It was yoitze. So it doesn't say that it was that he said it, Nemar, it was Yaitse, which meant that he understood what the name went. When he said it, it was with certain kavanas. It was Yaitse, it went out of his mouth. So when a person says the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says it in a way that he understands it. And obviously these are things that are very high madregas, but he's able to tap into that name of Hashem, and through that he could bring that Shefa of, let's say, Rachmanus. If he could tap into the name of Rachum, he could enact a greater Rachmanus than the Rabbanu Shalom is already giving. That's the Indian of using Shemus. And that's really, now we're coming to the tail end here in Ois Vav, is how he's coming to the tail end of that Indian of Shemus, and in a moment we're going to go on to see Malachim. So let's start Ois Vav. V'nei hadavar yodua. It's well known, She'af al pi she'klal zeho inyan echad hu. Dehainu ha'yitziyah migvulei ha'teva. It's a general rule, it's a general inyan of doing things beyond the limits and the gvulim, the boundaries of teva. But in a prati ha'inyan rabin, the details are very many. Kifi sidrei mitzius ha'nimtzos v'ha'jugoseyem. The truth is, in the mitzius itself, in the world, there are so many different things. There's seeing, there's hearing, there's going. There's so many different things that when we talk about going beyond the Derech HaTeva, you're talking in every little step and every piece of this Olam Hazeh, this Gashmias world. So we could talk about a big cloud going out of Teva. But in every part of Teva, there's something beyond that Madrega or that Gvul of Teva. So there's so many different details. Ki kefi masha Teva hanimtzoi, just like the Teva and its Seder, what it is, how it gives things out, so the more things there are in the Teva and the more things that the Teva itself gives out, so the details of the Hashbos Haruchanian that are Mitzdarchim, in other words, the hashbos you need from Shamayim to bring about every piece of teva is so much more than the teva itself. And there's so many levels, starting all the way up in the Olam HaSal Yoinim, coming all the way down to here. This, like all the other things in the world. Now it's not a given. Just because you know how to manipulate the teva and go out mechutz legvulei hateva, not every person is the same. Some people are able to go out more, and some people are able to go out a lot less. And we'll talk about this later. And this goes into the Ruach, in the Ruach HaKadosh and Nebuah, which is really the next parak. This yisoid that we're talking about, that the person is able to do things in this world, banimtzois means things that are in this world, but he could use them in a ruchani way, which means they're not tied down anymore to the gvulim. They're not tied down to their limitations, like we mentioned before. And if he's able to use them in a shimush haruchani, so he's able, number one, to do them gedolos in a greater way, in a much broader sense than they actually could work usually under the normal rules. V'chazakos means a stronger way. They'll have a longer kiyum in a stronger way. Just use it in a normal sense, like it's made to be used in this world, it's impossible to do. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam set up the entire Metzius of the world, that everything is intertwined with each other. For example, you have the wind, brings the clouds, and the clouds bring the Geshem, and the Geshem feeds the land, and through that, things grow. Everything is intertwined with each other. The Chulam Tzluyam Vashvois of Yisvar Shemai Shazachar, like we mentioned, all these things that are intertwined with each other, but they're all Tali Nashvois from Hashem. Ba'ofen, Shekishetimoshech Achas, Min Hashvois, Ayidei Hazkaras Achas, Mishmois of Yisvar Shemai Kishmai Shazachar, that if a person is able to bring the Shem by mentioning one of the names of Hashem, the shame of Hashem is nothing in this world. You don't see the shame of Hashem necessarily on this table. The shame of Hashem in relation to this table is something all the way up in the Olam Haruchanim. But if you're able to tap in the Makar, if you're able to, so to speak, give an extra charge into the Makar up in Shamayim, so it slowly trickles down into this world and has an effect. Kinehu Yisbarach Shema Yimatzei Lekarev Vayitze Hashem Kfi Mashasida Verata. The Rabbeinu Shalayla made himself available to those who are Kairav, those who know how to get to that name, like he decided, V'yar Oisei Ha'ar, and then he'll light up that Shefa, V'yashvi Oisei Hashva Shebatoli Metzias Inyanahu HaMevukosh Atzayfo Yimishe Begashmias. The Rabbeinu Shalayla made himself available. The very fact that there's a Shem of Hashem that is available for people to know is because the Rabbeinu Shalayla relates to us in that way. Again, all shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are just our relation to Him. If you're able to get and tap into that relation, it'll make itself all the way down to this world. So that's really where he's coming to end the inyan of the shemas. And now he moves on to the next. In a similar...
Does it get into the way how you can tap into the shemas?
Well, we said that the way is the person has to learn the name, understand it with all the sister Kabbalah of it, and then when a person says it, he's not just saying it, he's saying it with all those Kavanas, that's how he taps into it. It's not something, as we'll see, it's not something that's recommended to try at home. In a similar way, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave another way to do this. Who? Kine hamalachim kulam b'chol madrei veseyem, kine nimser b'yodem kayach lifo pulas mashe nimser lehem. Besides the Rabbeinu Shalom shemus with hashpa, there are malachim. There are malachim in charge of things in this world. They're able to do things. Pulas mashe nimser lehem. They have jobs. Now these malachim, v'hine einam poelam mitzvidus. They don't necessarily always act. They're not always doing their job, because their job is not to be constant. Whatever shefa, or whatever they're in charge of, when it's time for them, they do it. Rather, according to the normal order of teva in the world, so the malachim are in charge of this teva, so it acts at certain times. For example, you have fire. The malach is in charge of fire. It's not always, it's not fire burning all the time in the world, but if a person sets a fire, so then that malach is in charge of making the fire according to the gvulim and the tznaim in teva that the Rabbeinu Shalom set for fire. However, amnam yesh b'chaycham sheyichaylem lifo mimin hakulahi, malachim also have a kayach, that they're able to do their job, yoyser mimasha paylem mitzmidus, different. And Yoyser means more in time, and also Uvi Yoyser Kayach V'Chayzik, more in strength, more than the normal rules. Shalaik Haseder Hatzmidi. Uvazeh HaDerech Yifalu Pamim Rabbeis B'mayisah Anisim Anifloz. And this way, a lot of times, this is how Nisim happen. Sheichut Shabaylam Kifi Ritzayin Yisvarach Shemay Be'i Sheyirtzeh. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes something that is already in this world, and there's a malach in charge of it, and he just makes it in a stronger way, he makes it in a longer way. Like Yaakov Avinu said, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisimi Kol Ra, Rashi says, what's this Malach? HaMalach HaRogel Lishtaleach Elai B'Tzarasi, Rashi says there. The Malach that was always there and helped me out. There was a Malach in charge of helping him out. So, the Malachim, it wasn't a constant thing, it wasn't, so to speak, the normal job of that Malach, but there was a Malach that Yaakov Avinu used. So you're able to take malachim that already have jobs, and if you know how to get to those malachim, you'll also be able to do things michutz l'derech hateva. V'amnam ratza adon baruch hu v'nosan kavu l'shmoy. Now the only reason you're able to do this is because Hashem allowed that sometimes they're allowed to do extracurricular activities in malachim. If Hashem would never allow it, even if you knew how to talk to them, it wouldn't really help you. So the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted, and this is a key word here, v'nosan kavu l'shmoy. What's the reason why Hashem wanted it? Because this gives extra cover to the name of Hashem. When we're able, a person's able to use the malachim to give cover to the name of Hashem by doing my senisim and iflois, the people could come to hakara. Shekishayuzkar ala malachim leviyaseder shesider. That if a person's able to mention to the malachim a certain order, the hainu al malachi pula achas, a certain malach has a certain job. Hashem shenisyachas lo yisbarach shemay. If you're able to tap into the name of that malach, and a malach's name is really his job. right? When Yaakov Avinu said to the Malach, "What's your name?" He said, "We don't have a name. Our name is our shlichus. A malach is its shlichus. So therefore, if you're able to tap into the name of the Malach, which is its pu'ula, Al Shem Hashpa Sheba Nisla Inyanahu Kula. He says, what's his name? His name is the Hashpa that's dependent on him. Hine Yukra Hamalach Lipo Boise Akayach Hayaser Shanimser Biyade Loise Apula. If you're able to do that, automatically the Malach has to go do what his job is, but obviously different than his job, because you're in charge of it. Kifi Mashiach Richeyu Hamaskers Hashem Allah. All dependent on the one who mentions its name and is able to tap into it, he's the one who is able to charge it up and make the Malach come and do whatever needs to do. V'nimtzu b'inyin hazeh shnei sharoshim. So it comes out in this inyan of working l'mayla midarach hateva, there are two things. Harishon hu azkara shemoi. One is mentioning Hashem's name, Yisparach shemoi, kimisha kaira esei shi'aneyu. Like you call out to Hashem, He should answer you, v'yamshich ha'yidei zeh mimenu hashba, and through tapping into the shame of Hashem, you could get a hashba. That if you could be mashbiya from Hashem's name, you'll be mechadish many different things. Vasheni, in the second way, like we just said, is achriach as hamalachim are de shma yisparach. You're able to be in charge of the malachim. Sheyifalu mashbiyadim lifal yaser al aseder atmidi, that they'll act more than normal. Va'amnam. But even after all this, that Hashem let us do things beyond the rules, it's not also without any limits. The person's not in charge, and if he, these are rules, and they can't be broken at all. And this is how the whole Sefer has been also. Everything has, even things that are not in the Gvul, they also have another Gvul. There's another boundary, another Tznaim. And it's not endless. The Rebbeinu Shem says, this going beyond the Derech HaTeva also has a Shir. How you'll be Masliach with it. And it's possible the Rebbeinu Shem will say, I don't want it to happen. What's supposed to happen won't happen. Now the chiddush here is, not only if you're trying to use it beyond the teva, even if you want to use something normally, the Rebbeinu Shem, it's not a given that when you stretch out, you want to stretch out your hands will stretch out. That's also because the Rebbeinu Shem allows it. Not only when Basya stretches out her hand and it goes 100 amos or whatever it is, that's l'mayla midarach hateva, that has a gvul. Even any person stretches out their hand, that itself is a chiddush. Like you find by your Ravim, right? The Pasuk of Malachim Aleph says, "Va'ishlach Yeravam es yada al mizbeach." And what happened? He struck a vativash yada. It dried up. Why? Because when the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want the teva to work, even the teva won't work. Kol shekein, when you're in the next madrig of doing things beyond the teva, it also has its rules. Just like the normal actions of a person, if Hashem says, "I don't want it to happen," I don't want it to happen, it won't happen. So the same thing is when you're working, even if you know how to get above the rules and beyond the rules, there's still rules to that too. There's a chilek here. There's a difference between the two ways, tapping into Hashem's name or manipulating malachim. And that is, that if you want to go in the derech of Hashem and talking and using Hashem's name, that needs a special kurva to Hashem, with Torah, with mitzvahs, with Yerushalayim, dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with avas Hashem, with all different types of things. A person has to be on a very high madrega if they want to go into this inyan of using Shemus. And the closer you are to Hashem, so the better you have a chance of using the Shemus, and you could do a better job, you could be more Matzliach. The farther away, even if you know the rules, it'll be very hard for it to happen. When it comes to malachim, you don't need this closeness to Hashem. Because once Hashem put in the teva of these names of Hashem, sheyukruku hamalachim azkarasam. Again, you're not tapping into Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. Those Shemus Hashem set up that if you push the buttons, the malachim will jump around and do what you want. So they also get a level of being, this is normal. You push the button, this is what happens. You stick out your hand goes out. You push the button for malachim, the malachim will do what you want. If you know how to do it, it'll work. But you don't necessarily have to be the biggest Yirish Shemaim. You don't have to necessarily have this vekus in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like you need when you want to go directly to the Shemus of Hashem. Once Hashem put into the Bria this concept of using the Malachim, so it has its own idea of Teva. It's not Mamish Teva, it's L'mayla Midarach HaTeva, but again, it's not something that you have to be on the highest Madrega for. As long as you learn the rules and know how to do it, you're able to. Now that I said anyone could use it, this is not a very good idea for a hedgeite, a regular normal person, that they should use the Sharvita Shamalach, the Sharvit of the King. Says that if someone uses the Taga, the crown of Hashem, the crown, Chalaf, he'll be taken away from the world. So the machlokes is over there what it means, but Chazal say, one of the shitas in Chazal is, that it's talking about someone who uses the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm preparing for a different shir today in Avos, and I was happened to be at that Mishnah. So, the lashon of Rabbeinu Bechaya there is, someone who uses, it comes from Abbas of Nathan really, the Shem HaMefayrish, Ein Lechelek Leilam Abba. And Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, V'chein min hayadua b'chol eila shem itaskin b'shemus. It's well known that people who use Shemus, and they use Kaychus, Shem Chatoim b'nafshoisam, obviously we're talking about someone not on the right Madrega, they are doing an aveira. Umaavdim olamim b'sha'achas. They can lose their whole olam haba. Vachrisam l'ra. Their end will not be good. V'zera'inu be'einenu. V'shamanu ba'azneinu. V'avitenu sipurlanu. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, we see this with our eyes. We heard it with our ears. And our forefathers told this to us. B'chush, we've seen it. So therefore he says a person should be very scared, yari v'chara, not to use the shame of Hashem, unless it's a tzarech gadol ha'salos nefashos, or l'kadish et Hashem yisvarach, which is similar to the lashon that he used before, v'natan kava l'shmai. If it's v'kiddush Hashem, that's a different idea. And he's going to say it now also. Ve'en heter b'davar, elo l'akdoishim ha'kroivim lo yisvaruch u'dveikim bo'y. Even if it's not necessary to be a davuk, to use the malachim, but we only allow it for those people. She'yishtamish b'zeh l'mashivole mimanu kiddush mo yisvarach, v'asiyas ritzayne be'ezesat she'yiyah. If you don't have any of these reasons, you're able to use it if you follow the rules, but it's a terrible punishment for someone who does it. And I already said that even so ain't hadavar mukhlat. It's not for sure going to happen. It still has its boundaries. And even if you keep in the boundaries, the only Hashem is it says that if you do this, the following will occur. Hashem says he doesn't want it to happen for whatever reason, even though he set up the Bria this way, it won't happen. Chazal tell us in Eicha that it says in the Pasuk, Chila Mamlocha V'Sareha. So what's Sareha? So Medrash Eicha says, these were the Sarim Shamayla. Why? Because Yirmiyahu HaNavi would tell Klai Yisrael before the Korban Beis HaMikdash that they should do tshuva, and if not, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and they said, we're not afraid. Why? They said, if the Goyim come, they can't do anything for us. One person said, I know how to initiate the Malach of Mayim. So I'll make it that he'll put a moat of water around the Beit HaMikdash and nothing. They'll never be able to get over. And another one said a different lashon. He'll use a different malach. They all thought, they said, we know how to use malachim and we'll use them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're using my malachim to go against my will? Here he says, do tshuva. If not, the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. Obviously, it's a nevuah from me. So he's saying, you use my malachim not to bring the churban. So what happened? When the Rabbeinu Shalom decided, he changed all the names of the Malachim around. Changed them all around. The Malach of Mayim was now the Malach of Esh. And he switched it all around. So the Goyim started coming, and everyone started going to say the names of the Malachim. And the Loiha Yoinim Lahem, and they didn't answer them. So, and that's how the Churban came about. So you see over here that the Rabbeinu Shalom, if he decides that people are not using it correctly, even though we said you don't necessarily have to be on the right Madrega, if the Rabbeinu Shalom decides it's not going to happen, it's not going to give and it's going to happen. Just like Teva is not a given, it will happen. So too the same thing is with the things L'mayla Midarach HaTeva, although the Rabbeinu Shalom said these are the rules, but he's always the one, so to speak, who has veto power over the entire business. Now, he continues, the Ramchal. V'nei acharei ha-yayis gzeres chachmata shia bailam taiva ra ha-yasidur she'imotze v'emes ha-ra b'chol ha-madregas. The Rabbeinu Shalom set up this world that there should be taiv and ra. And in every madrega, there's always ra. And any madrega of kedusha and taiv in the world, there's ra, she'ef sh'loi limotze, v'tiyah avayda l'odem she'im nimenu ha-shlita v'apula. A person's job is on every level to choose taiv, to make sure that the Ra doesn't take over. Person passes one test, he moves up to the next Madrega. There's another test on the next Madrega. B'chol drachov u'madregoisa v'ashi yusar inyoni legami min abriya kula. And the idea is that so much so we should bring the world by choosing Taiva and continuing to choose Taiva, Madrega, 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 until there's no more Ra left in the Briya. V'ulam tira sha'adan yisbarach shemayi. When you look at the Rabbeinu Shalom as he is, his amitas inyanei, who his metzias is, there's no chisaron at all. The Rabbeinu Shalom is shleimus in the greatest degree possible. It's something that we can't even explain because we don't even have a concept of his shleimus. One of the first yesaidis in the sefer. Only in creations, Hashem's creations, there's chesroinus. There are things that they're lacking, there's bad. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is kulay toiv, he's kulay shalom. V'nehayu asidur sheyibaru madregas toiv labruin. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created toiv in this world, and he created v'yibaru lam hahefach shel hara. There's no kayach hara, it's a creation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A person is supposed to come in his avoida, and through him choosing in the taif, and through him keeping taira, becoming davuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he'll slowly remove from himself and from the bria all the ra. And he'll bring a shefa of taif for himself and in the bria forever. So the Rabbeinu Shalom set up the Nisayon of this Bria, Taiv Keneged Ra, like it says in the Pasuk, Gamazelu Maseh Asalikin. But there's one thing that Taiv has above the Ra. Shehataiv Sharshay Ushleimus Yisparach HaKadum VaNitzchi. So it also was Arichas in the earlier in the Sefer, and that Taiv comes directly from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's tied directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Shel Olam shines his face, Kivar Panecha Nasat Alanu, Shem shines his face, it's all the Taiv in the world. Hara, Eina Eladavar Nivra. So where's the Shairish of Taiv? It's not a creation really. It comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who himself is the creator. It's Kadum, it's Nitzchi, it's before the world was here. Its root is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But Ra is not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We said the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has no Ra. Ra is Chisaron. It's a creation. It's a Davar Nivra. So the Sheyavutal, and it's going to come Bato one day. It's only here for a person to have the test and have ishtadlus to be able to use the ra
by overcoming it and go on to the next Taiv and be kind of Taiv. So although it's all equal, Taiv Keneged Ra, all levels in this world, a person has a Bechira, and that's the test of the world. However, there is one difference. It's not all created equal. Taiv at the end of the day has its Shairish in Nitzchias, and it's going to stay, it was here forever, and will stay forever, as slowly our job in this world is to get rid of the Ra and be Megal of the Taiv. The Ra is a creation. Chisaron is a creation that eventually is going to leave us, or will be mevatel. V'hine al pi haderech hazeh, kimoi shehimtzi l'adam derech la'asik b'hara v'haskala, v'ruach ha'kodesh alei kederech hateva hagashmi. So we've just spoken about how a person, in this whole parak, has a way to go beyond Teva, to go beyond Gashmi, to get a Ha'ara from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And earlier talked about dreams, and he talks about, later he'll talk about Ruach HaKodesh, and using Shemus. These are all bringing a Ha'ara of Ruchnias to a person. So we just said, whenever there's Taiv, there has to be the equal and opposite of Ra. If not, there's no Bechira anymore. It had to be that there's an opposite. A person had the ability to bring on himself darkness and murkiness. That's why there's an inyan called kishuf. That's why a person is able to be Dairish Al Mason. These things are Tumah. Why are they necessary in the world? Why did Rabbi Hashem allow it to happen? Because if not, we'll lose the Bechira on the level of Shalai Kedar Chateva. A person has to have that Bechira. Kasnu HaTerman, the Torah said you have to keep distance from it. And if you'll notice, by Kedusha, he said a lashon of Lahasig by Ha'ara. Lahasig means you have to achieve it. It takes work. When it comes to Chayshik, it's Lahamshik. Just bring it upon you. It's like, it comes to Tumah, it comes much easier, it just comes. Kedusha, there has to be work, there has to be achieving, there has to be amelus. But the Rabbeinu Shalom gave this ability. It's the same thing. You also tap into Inyanim Ruchanim, but not the Darach Kedusha. Hashbois HaTumma V'Zuhama, you're able to tap into Hashbois of Tumma and Zuhama Mashu Aricho Kayoiser Gadol Mivenu Yisbarach Shemai. If Ra in the Teva is Richot from Hashem, so Ra Shaloi Kederach HaTeva is even a farther distance from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hetuch HaDveikus by Mamish, being using the Shemus of Hashem and using the Malachim that's Dveikus in Hashem to a degree beyond the Teva, so using Tumah is the opposite, also in a degree beyond the Teva. V'adavar nimshach me'isam koichei sarah shezacharnu b'chelek aleph perek hei shehus molem b'gzeiros yisparach shemais. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave names to the koichei sarah yizkeruvam, and that's all part of what a person does. When you do a mitzvah, you bring ha'ara of hashva to the world, and that's all in the world of teva. You bring a'ara to the world. A person does ra, he brings choshev to the world. That's all part of the nisayin. And the same way you could go beyond the derech ha'teva and the taiv, you could go the other way around. V'yimoshech ha'yideze not only could you bring these darknesses, you could do things like the Chartumim did. Again, they also have gvulim to them, but there is this concept. Using shadim, because those are the malachim. Lefi mashenim sir biyadam gam him sheyasu uvagvulim ha'hem am yuchadim lahem. Just like there's malachim the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put in this world to take care of the teva, so there's malachi chavala the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put in the bria to do things of ra, and a person could tap into those. The way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has decided is that there are malachim in charge of the teva. As we said before, you could tap into the malachim and make them do different things. These malachim, these shadim, these malachim of tumah, if a person taps into them, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had decided that they are higher up than teva. So they are in charge. If you could get them to do something, the teva underneath has to listen. And according to the normal seder of the world, these malach and these shaydim, they are on top of them. The way it works in the inyanim of Kabbalah is that there are all these madregas, like we're saying, all the way up down from this world, slowly but surely up and up and up to the Rabban Yishlel. The klal is that whoever is higher is able to manipulate anything under it. Could be mevatel anything under it. So teva is the lowest of the world, and there's malachim in charge of the teva. Shadim and these things are inyanim ruchani. They might be a level of Tumah, but they're still Ruchnius. So they are still a level above the Teva. And therefore, if you could tap into them and tell them to do something, the Teva has to listen. And this is an interesting explanation that the Ramchal is understanding here. And that is, it's Machish Pamalya Shamayla. Kishuv is a contraction of the words Machishin Pamaya Shamayla. It means it weakens the Pamaya Shamayla. Why does it weaken it? So the way he's explaining it, and Rav Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim talks about this also, and that is Pamaya Shamayla just means the Kaichavim and the Mazalos, the things that we see that run the Teva. Kishuv can't do any more than that, because they're the lowest Madrega in Ruchnius. So they're in charge of the Pamaya Shamala. They are over the Teva, the Kechavim, the Mazalois. That's all they could do. Anything above that, they can't manipulate. They don't take and say, if I could do Kishuv and it'll be Makish, some type of Ruach HaKadusha. No, Kadusha is higher than that level of Tumah. It's no more than being in charge of the Teva. So even what you could do in Kishuv, if you're able to get a stronger kayach, so you could weaken the Kishuv. So if someone knows the shamus of Kedusha, Kishuv can't do anything if there are shamus of Kedusha. Teva, Kishuv could do things for. Kishuv is a real thing. Amalek came with Kishuv. But if you're able to tap into the level, even the lowest level above that, which is a level of Kedusha, they can't do anything about it. They're knocked away. Mikayach hazak me'am, from a stronger kayach. And that's why all the things we said before of kishuv, of using the shemas and all the inyanim of kedusha are stronger. V'simana pulasa migzeiros yisbarach. And the Rabban Hashem had decided that kedusha is above everything. V'alze amru einay movade v'afilu kshafim. So we say einay movade, even kshafim don't have a kayach. Well, obviously kshafim don't have a kayach in front of Hashem, but it means to say even from all the kedusha, even the lowest level of kedusha, kishav has no shaitas to. Kishav gets knocked off. Uviaru shezelmi sheshusay rav shemina shamayim yatzilu v'yitchu esaraytem lahar aloi. That if shamayim, if a person's on the level of kedusha, that Hashem decides that he wants to be saved, and even people who want to do kishuv to him and do bad to him, they can't because he's on a higher level. It's a famous story in the Gemara that Reb Chanina was walking along and there was this lady who was trying to do kishuv to him, and he said, I don't care, you can do what you want. So the famous explanation of that Gemara is the Nefesh HaChaim, where the Nefesh HaChaim says a famous skula that if a person wants to be saved from any type of harm, that nothing should be able to touch him or do anything to him, is a school to think Einoid Movadeh. To concentrate on Einoid Movadeh is the famous story of the Biskarov when he was running away from Poland, that he used the school and he was kamat invisible from the Nazis and everything like that. One time they got stopped and he looked around and he asked one of his children, who stopped being Mechavin in Einoid Movadeh? And they charged it back up, and that's it, they were invisible again. And in that, Reb Chaim Volozhin was saying that even if you don't know Shemus, and you don't know all these fancy things, and you don't know how to tap into the Shemus, but you can go straight to the source, Einoid Movadeh. You go straight to the source of all Kedusha, which is Hashem. That's the most famous explanation. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, the skula niflam ma'aid, if a person wants to use it, he'll be saved from anything. But here, That's not the way the Ramchal is using it. The Ramchal is using it that if a person is Davik in Kedusha, like Rav Chanina, if he's Davik in a higher level, so Hashem has decided, since Hashem is the Einai Movadai, he's the one who made the rules, he made it that all Kedusha is above anything of Kishuv. So therefore, Rav Chanina wasn't afraid of Kishuv, not because there's nothing to be afraid of, there's a lot to be afraid of from Kishuv. However, he was on such a high Madrega that he was above that level, he was on the level of Kedusha, and therefore, that is why the Kishuv was not able to be Shailan on it. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with, as he continues, the next parak is the Inyan Ruach HaKodesh Unevuah.